This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's in Paris.
President Joe Biden is in France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day, where he'll join other world leaders to commemorate the invasion that helped bring an end to World War II. In Paris, he was welcomed by French officials and an honour guard. On Thursday, he'll visit hallowed ground near the beaches of Normandy, where rows of bone-white headstones mark the graves of US soldiers who died to bring an end to World War II. He'll also speak on Friday at Pointe du Hoc, a spot on the French coast where army rangers scaled seaside cliffs to overcome Nazi defences. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
While in France, President Biden will also meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky to talk about support for Ukraine, says a U.S. official. A shootout this morning outside the U.S. Embassy in the Beirut, Lebanon area. A gunman shot, wounded, and captured, say authorities. The U.S. Embassy says there are no injuries among staffers. A photo appears to show an attacker wearing a vest with the words Islamic State written on it. Here at home, Hunter Biden's gun trial resumes today after yesterday's testimony from an FBI agent. AP correspondent Michael Kunzelman is covering the trial in Delaware.
It was an FBI agent who investigated the case against Hunter Biden. And so the jury heard a lot of text messages, saw a lot of text messages that he sent to people about purchase of drug deals, taking of drugs, that sort of thing. His lawyer suggested that he bought the gun at a time when he was maybe not in the throes of the drug addiction at the worst and didn't consider himself an addict at the time. We're going to be hearing from the second and third witnesses. The first one is an ex-wife, Hunter Biden, and the other was an ex-girlfriend.
The UN is worrying aloud about President Biden's new asylum restrictions for immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The UN saying this will shut out many who need protection. The president says the U.S. has to control its border. This is AP News. Now to what scientists say is record-shattering heat caused by, well, us humans. The AP's Norman Hall with a new study that finds Earth is warming at a record rate.
Top scientists calculate that the rate Earth is warming hit an all-time high in 2023, with 92% of last year's surprising record-shattering heat caused by humans. A group of 57 international scientists examining what's behind last year's deadly burst of heat say that even with a faster warming rate, they don't see evidence of significant acceleration in human-caused climate change beyond increased fossil fuel burning. Last year's record temperatures were so unusual that scientists have been debating what's behind the big jump and whether climate change is accelerating. The study's lead author says temperatures are alarmingly increasing exactly as predicted. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.